Hey coaches, welcome back. This is Coach Parker with Coaching You Football Tips and Talk Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you get a second, please subscribe. Podcast is up next. And remember, play for fun and winning is funner. Thanks again. Hey coaches, Coach Parker with CoachParker.org, BeastOffense.com, and YouthFootballCoachingTips.com. How are you guys today? Hey, today we're going to do part five of choosing a youth football offense. And this series is from a perspective of a rookie new youth football tackle coach, sort of a rec team or a rookie, maybe travel team. No one's played before. And ages 5U to maybe 13U, but not seventh grade kind of thing. So that's just to let you know what the framework is. So we go through this. There has been, like I said, this is part five. So check out the first parts of choosing a youth football offense if you haven't already. Today, we're going to go over real quickly split back formation. And then we're going to talk more about spread, gun T, and pistol, which are three of the latter are three of the more complicated youth football offenses for kind of a rookie new coach coming in to tackle football. In part four, we sort of talked about split backs within the kind of I formation and how I run split backs. So we can talk about that real quick, but I don't want to get too much into it. Split backs to me, when we run it, because we're not running option veer out of a split back, and we're not running a lot of wing T, although some of the there are wing T plays in it. But I'm basically kind of running an I formation, I wing kind of thing in split backs. I've got two horizontal backs over the guards outside feet with the two halfbacks, and then I'm probably playing a wing back or a short wide receiver. Quarterback's under center. And I've got probably a balanced line, although I will go unbalanced every now and then. And like I said in the last video, we'll run a split backs if we don't have a real fullback. So we'll have two halfbacks kind of thing. And that's what we're doing there. We use it as power running and also getting to the outside better than the I formation. So there you've got that. I think with split backs, If you're going to run it the way you should run it, you need kind of four backs. I run it where I kind of need maybe two really good backs, a quarterback as a manager, and a blocking wing back. So that's how I run it. So if you run it kind of how I run it is like an I offshoot. It's a very simple offense for younger age groups, like maybe 5-6U. So there's that. We run a lead play at the off tackle, like a 36 lead dive from our three halfback with two, like the two back who's a tailback leading on that. And you can do it both sides. So there's that. Real quick, well, it is under center. I'm not doing much anything more complicated than the eye. I think you need two good running backs. Team speed, it would be nice to have a fast one in there as the tailback. Or at least one of the halfbacks. It is easy to install. There's a lot of materials on it. So check it out. I don't run this. I'm running probably a offset I more than the split back. But I know that the coach I've been coaching with will do split backs quite a bit. So if you're into that and you know it, then run it. I don't run option or veer out of it. Or too much wing T out of it, but that could be you. So if that's you, that's split backs. Take a look at that. But I do like it for younger ages if you're keeping it very simple. So let's get into the meat, which was the spread offense formation that we're going to talk about here. Now, when I talk about the spread offense, I'm from Texas, and so air raid spread stuff to us and how we run spread here, it's not power spread. We'll get into kind of power spread with the gun T more than maybe this spread. I'm thinking more in what I see when a lot of youth guys run the spread here in Texas is they're spreading people out the pass. They're not really spreading out to run so much. So that's kind of the direction I'm going when I talk about this. In a spread attack, there's usually the quarterback and a fullback or a tailback that are standing next to each other or somewhere next to each other, horizontal or vertical. You're pretty much in a 2x2, 3x1, 4x0 kind of thing. I mean, you're spread out. And that's kind of what I'm talking about, a spread. For the strength of it is you've got the defenses spread out. It's great for passing. And if you've got a speed back, do it. I mean, my beast formation has a jumbo spread. We spread out one side and like to a 4x0, and we run sweeps out of it. There's the strength of that. But what I see with youth coaches when they spread is they start throwing a lot, and I'm one of them. So just be careful. The weakness is, to me, if you're really going to run this, you need, and the reason a lot of teams go to this in high school and in colleges is they don't have a big offensive line. They've got quick guys, and they have really top skilled receivers and running backs and a lot of speed. If you don't have a lot of speed and a lot of guys that can catch the ball and are real fast because you're trying to get outside on defenses, if you don't have that speed and can throw, I'm not sure the spread is for you. So you should think about that. You know, a main play from the spread is just a fly and an out pattern in, you know, quarterback throws. I mean, that's just a simple 2x2 mirror. I call it a TD1 route kind of thing to me. And then you can run boots and stuff, but it's really kind of a short. I'm throwing little short out passes and clearing with a fly route in youth football. And so that's kind of that. The spread, you know, the spread offense really is out of Texas Fort Worth area. Dutch Myers was doing a running spread at TCU in the 50s, along with SMU. Tiger Ellison and Hal Mumy and Mike Leach all are kind of in this spread air raid kind of thing. Gus Malzahn went to power. There's a lot of stuff going on there, RPO and all that. But that all of that stuff to do at the youth level is pretty difficult. Now, if you can coach it, and you know how to coach it at the youth level, you could try it. But, you know, as I said, as we started the video podcast, it's really hard to do that if you're a rookie coach with 8-year-olds. So, but, you know, God bless you if you can figure it out. I have tried multiple times at 8-year-olds, not as good. 9-year-olds with the select team, I'm getting close to it, but really select 10U, but I'm really not going to recommend this until 11, 12U. So just FYI on that. What is it about a shotgun that makes it difficult? You're in a shotgun snap, so that already gives you issues. Blocking, you're probably going to have to run some side of zone because you're in a 2x2 with only 4 or 5 linemen. Five linemen there, and the defenses in youth football are coming at you and rushing. So if you're not picking up backside and know how to do that, that's a problem. Are you going to need to probably pull around and do some funky things since you're got a 5-man line? So that's causing problems at the rec youth level. Do you need speed? Heck yes. You've got to have speed in this. Motions, shifts, many. I mean, that's part of it. Passing, yep, we're going to pass. To me, even though people say it's a running spread, and when SMU did it, there still was a really good passing threat because that tailback usually was more wildcat-ish. Could pass and sweep option and knew how to do it really well. A lot of people are like, oh, I can spread and sweep. Yeah, you can if you've got speed, but it's really good if you can pass too. So remember that. Oh, lineman size. Now, this is where they can be below average and great technical and can pull. So just know that if you're going to go to this, you really need a good line coach and good lineman to be able to pull it off. With only 5 linemen blocking there. Quarterback skills, they've got to be great. I mean, if you're going to move into this, you've got to have a great quarterback. Running backs, I think you need 6 receivers and running backs that can catch and can run the ball after the catch, all that good stuff. Team speed, got to be fast. Ball skills, way above average. Easy to install. I would say no. I know I only have 2 days a week at 2 hours each when I'm coaching rec to coach. This passing kind of stuff and what you're going to do with motion shifts, you need more time than that. So if that's all the time you have, unless you're stacked and you're blessed, you know, on average, this isn't going to work. Time to do all this is above average. I would say you better be a select team at 11, rec team at 12 if you're going to try to pull this off. Now, you may be lucky and have a lot of studs, and you can outrun anything in rec youth, and then you could run any offense. It doesn't matter what you run. You can run spread. But if you're just an average kind of team and you don't have all these studs, then you probably don't want to look at this offense. Playbooks, materials, there's tons of stuff. I've got a book, The Wildcat Multi-Spread, which Wildcat, it's not holy Wildcat. I said that because I wanted you to run more than pass more, because even I, when I go to a spread, I'm passing a lot more than I should. So, you know, if you run this, you know, a lot of high schools will run this spread look and everybody wants you to run it. Parents want you to run it. But to win in rec, you don't have to go to a spread. I've beat many spread teams out of the beast and power eye kind of stuff and double wing because we ball controlled. So if you notice in college and high in the NFL, there's a lot of spread, but the teams that can run the ball and power formations and play action passes being multiple will usually win over a pure passing team. So take that and think about it. Okay, let's move on. And just so you know, I graded this out, you know, split backs in the eye around 30. Beast is a little lower out of 75 points, and low is a good score to try it. Spread, I rated at a 67 out of 75, which means it's really hard for me. And I tried to install it, and I have installed it, and I have run it, and I get pass happy. So if you can run it and you can pass and catch, there it is. So there you go. And I've been coaching more than 25 seasons of tackle, so, and a lot of 7-on-7 and flag. So God bless you if you can run it and you've got the studs to do it. All right, so let's get on to the next one, which is the gun tee offense, which is a similar spread. Now, I like this gun tee. I run it. I didn't call it a gun tee. I just called it a two by zero because I've got a wing back with the tight end on one side and then two receivers to the other. So you've got this strong side, which is the wing T side, and then you've got this spread side for passing. It is great that you're able to do both. You're still kind of shotgunny, and it's not very simple. And you really, anytime you're moving into a wing T, gun T type of offense, they're trying to get you to pull a lot because you do have that weak side with only two linemen. So there is that. So, you know, it's a 2x1, 2x0, however you want to call it, shotgun, wing tee, base spread offense. It's a great formation to start learning to pass on. The strength is you've got a pass side, you've got a play action side, and you have a power running side. And there's a lot of misdirection because you've got like this double wing kind of stuff going on with motion and spinners. You can do all that kind of great stuff, which just adds to the sophistication of it, which means you need better players. The weakness of it is you need a great quarterback again, and your backs and receivers have to be good. And I would say your guards, or at least one guard, needs to be really good. I have taken, including my playbook and others for other people in my virtual clinics, and tried to water down gun tee kind of offenses for younger teams because a lot of them can't pull. And so you've got to do some other things. So if you're having to do that, you're not really running, say, the spread or the gun tee, because you're having to manipulate the plays anyway. So if I'm doing that and other coaches are doing that, you know, that's where you're at. Now, I know a lot of folks that run it and they're not winning as well as my teams and others that are running more power football at youth and younger ages. And they're saying, well, we're just trying to make our guys ready for high school. Yeah, you're going to do that, but you're also maybe pissing off parents if you're losing trying to run this because you don't have the roster. You know, in the spread and the gun tee, you better have the roster, in my opinion, to run these. My speed formation and my Fort Worth, Texas formations do this, but I will not run those unless I have the roster to do it. And even then, I get more pass happy than I should. So I'll quit talking about myself and we'll make it about you again. But just understand, the gun tee is pretty difficult to run it as it's run from a high school perspective, that there's some playbooks out there. Let's look at the variables and the metrics on it. Shotgun snap, yes. So you've got to do that. I mean, you can run it under center, but then it becomes basically a wing tee. Blocking, I would say there is a lot of zone blocking and pulling on the weak side or short side or whatever you want to call it. On the power side, you could probably do gap schemes. But I would say, you know, more than likely I'm pulling and running some kind of zone scheme, which means your linemen need to be better than average. Speed, power, speed. It's speed and misdirection, and you better have speed. You're basically spread out on one side. Man, you can have power on one side, but why weak side yourself? Because they know basically you can't run to that side. And if you can't pass, why have that weak side over there? I mean, eventually defenses that are scouting you know, okay, well, they're not doing anything over there. So you better have speed to get outside and beat that DN when you're running to that weak side or catch to the weak side when you're passing. Are there a lot of formation shifts? Yes, there are. They're doing all kinds of stuff there to try to confuse the defense. So that increases sophistication. Passing is definitely more than average. O-lineman size. I think on the weak side, you can be small and technical. On the strong power side, you're going to need to be a little bit bigger because you're wanting to run power over there. So there's that. What do you need? You need six, again, I think five or six really skilled backs and receivers. Quarterback better be really good. There's a lot of footwork going on there. And passing. Team speed, got to have fast. Ball skills, handoff tosses, got to be way above average. Easy to install? I'm saying no. You need at least 3 to 4 days a week, 2-hour practices to be able to install this. When I run my spread double wing, speed formation, Fort Worth, Dallas cut type stuff, I've got highly skilled backs and or I'm 3 or 4 days practice because all of that takes timing and a lot of reps to perfect and along with the shotgun snap. So there's a lot of things going on there. So if you're trying to do this at rec and you've only got 2 days and you've only got about an hour and a half and you don't have studs, you don't have experienced players, just know this is going to be more difficult. If you want the challenge, you could certainly take it on. But I think there's much better choices of an offense at the youth level than this offense if you're under 12U. And that's kind of where I'm at. 12U rec, maybe 11U rec if you've got experience, 11U if you're select travel. So this is a highly sophisticated offense, and don't let people tell you that it's not. The teams that run it well at younger ages, because I've run this at younger ages at a 9U, I had the two fastest kids in the Denver area. So, but we were still beat in a championship game by a power running team, running wishbone and power eye stuff, because you can't control the clock as much as you can with power. So if they don't give you the ball, you can't get it to your backs to run quick. So just FYI on that, be careful. I love the offense, both the spread. I know I'm a beast guy and I'm a power guy, but it is fun to coach spread and the gun tee offenses. It's a lot of fun in the double wing spread. So this, like I said, this score is a 60 to 62 out of the 75 high score means it is for older teams, low scores, you know, the I formation and the beast. Let's see what the beast scored here again. The I is scoring 32. The beast is 29. Single wing is 33. So, yeah. And then this is like double hard. And it's, you know, the gun tee is sort of like the single wing, but it's spread. So, you know, the single wing is kind of easy. The gun tee is then spread. So it's like doubly as hard. So that kind of works out in my weird logic there, I guess. So yeah. So like I said, love the wing tee. I run similar stuff out of my Wildcat multi-spread offense playbook. You can look at that. I'm trying eventually maybe to have a gun tee book out before this season. Basically taking a lot of my plays out of the multi-spread book and putting them in more to a gun tee format. Take a look at all that. If you want to try it, be careful with is all I would say. So the last formation we're going to talk about today is the pistol formation. It scores a 52. It's a little bit simpler than the spread and the gun tee, but still complicated for older teams, I recommend. In the pistol, your quarterback needs to be really good. You basically, it's a diamond formation, which you backed up the quarterback into shotgun, and you're hoping that he's a runner to do some passing, some sweep option, some pitches and sort of things. And it's a really nice formation if you're used to the I variations and you're wanting to move into a more passing offense. I think it's a great formation to intro passing to a 10, 11, 12-year-old team that is experienced and ready to move that way with the stud players that can do it. That's the direction I would kind of move into with a kind of a 2x1 or a 1x1 kind of pistol. What is the pistol? You've got four backs, a quarterback, you've got two halfbacks that are on either side of the quarterback. And then you've got maybe a fullback or a tailback behind the quarterback. And they're all kind of in a little diamond there. Now, a lot of teams will run kind of where one of the backs, the halfbacks is a wingback. And so you've got like a fullback and then a tailback behind. So there's a couple of ways that you can do that. And you can run power where you've got the both halfbacks on one side. So that's the pistol. So the main thing with the pistol is you're actually in a short shotgun with a tailback or a fullback deep behind the quarterback, maybe about 3 to 4 yards in youth. So you've got horizontal and a vertical linear there. The strength of it is you've got power running, misdirection, and you've got a lot more play action passing and passing that you can do. Because the two halfbacks, that they're both on the backfield, and you've got into a 1x1 with wide receivers, split ends, you can still block the DNs with those halfbacks and throw passes to your 1x1s there, and then a leak by the tailback or a swing. So it's really nice that kind of have good pass protection, but also some receivers out. And that's what I like it for introing into a quasi spready passing thing. So it adds more play action to an I or a power I, because the quarterback is in a quasi shotgun, and you can back him up if you want, where he can see the field a little better. And if you've got a quarterback, kind of, you know, the Cam Newton-ish type of quarterback, Taysom Hill, that can run, well, he's like a tailback too. I forget the Bills quarterback. I'm forgetting his name. So this would be great. This is a great formation for that. Like I said, this scores a 52 out of 75, so it's almost in the middle there. I'm just going to suggest that you have a very experienced team, if it's rec, that you've had all your backs together and receivers, and then definitely select if you've got that talent. So you still need some good people. So the snap is a short shotgun or a deep shotgun. I'm probably snapping a short shotgun. It's not a squat, but it's instead of a 3 to 4 yard snap in youth, it's more two. That should help with the snap. Blocking probably is some zone, but you can do some gap if you're gonna go double tight. Pulling, probably yes. You probably want to do some pulling, but you don't have to. Speed versus power. More speed than power now. So you've got that. Formations and shifts. You can do a lot, and you can do less. But if you're going to run it, you probably want to be doing more. Passing is definitely more and above average. O-lineman, above average now. Great passing, yes, and running, I would say. Running backs, I mean, if you're really going to do this and try it, you need those six guys, four in the backfield, and your two receivers should be really good to try this. You might get away with five with Y just as a blocking tight end. Team speed, definitely want fast. Handoff and tosses, above average. Easy to install. I would say no, this is another one where you really want a very experienced backfield that can kind of pick it up if you're only 2 days of practice. I would prefer 3 days of practice. Time, it's going to be above average to deal with. Team experience, like I'm saying, it's a very experienced 11U, 12U select kind of group. Rec maybe 12 or 13 even. I know we saw a stack 12U team run this, and I've seen several 12U teams run the pistol and really like it. And we've played around with it and run some stuff up the middle. We've never committed totally to it, but if I ever coach another 12, 13, 14-year-old team, I will install it. And I actually had lunch with a friend of mine who's got a very experienced 10U team coming back with all his backs, and he's had for 3 or 4 years now. And he's talking about maybe looking at the pistol. So there's that. So are there available playbooks? Yeah, there's a lot. I've even written the pistol book, and I've written like the spread book too, but I've got a pistol and a diamond formation book out there. Great formation. Who was the NFL coach? He was with Alabama. I forget his name. I think it starts with the G. He also, Jerry Glanville ran some pistol stuff with the Atlanta Falcons. And I think there's a college coach that ran a lot of pistol. Not for sure who that is, but it's all in my pistol book. There's some history there on that. So the pistol offense is definitely a more sophisticated offense for older teams, more experienced teams than an I or a split back or a single wing or even a double wing. So if you're going to try that, that's where that is. So I like it. I think if you're a rookie coach, you may want to get a year or two under your belt and then go to the pistol. You can, if you can't shotgun snap, you can run the Diamond T that's under center, and that's in my pistol Diamond T book. Along with the T formation, there's stuff there on that. So if you're familiar with that, you may want to look at that. So that is the three formations. So today we went over split back, spread, gun T, and pistol. Split backs scored a 33 out of 75, which is good for younger players. Spread and gun T were around 62 and 67 for older teams, more experienced. That is where that score is. And a pistol was a 52, kind of there in the middle, but still for older teams. So there's those offenses. Again, this is Coach Parker with coachparker.org, beastoffice.com, and youfootballcoachingtips.com. Hope you guys are having a good day. Remember to play for fun, and winning is funner. We'll see you guys next time. Ciao. Out. Hey, thanks for joining me all the way to the end. That's much appreciated. Hey, if you get a chance, just subscribe to my podcast. That really helps a lot. And also, you can head over to coachparker.org, my playbook store, and check out all my playbooks like the Power Wing Beast Offense, the 6-2 Multi-8 Defense, the Wildcat Spread, the Power Eye, the Double Wing, the Eye Formation, Wishbone, my drill books, my Jaws Blocking book, my Wolfpack 7-on-7. Got a lot of good stuff over there you can take a look at, and that'll help support me bring more youth football content to the youth football coaching community. And as always, Remember to play for fun, and winning is funner. Thanks for joining me today. Hope to see you guys next time.